None but the hungry heart. 9.7. Heaven or earth. Having boldness to enter into the holiest. Hebrews 10 verse 19. We are to draw nigh in faith where we already are in position. Instead of the priest coming out to bless as in Judaism, we are to go in for blessing. There are no barriers now. The Father has removed every hindrance, and now it is for me to go in and abide. The teachers of Christendom have practically stitched up the veil which he rent. The rent veil in the Gospels is the Father's coming out, but the rent veil in Hebrews is the believer's going in. Judaism has all the sanction of a divine origin and the splendour of an imposing ritual. Yet for the early Christians, all this was a weight to be laid aside, a useless encumbrance, a positive hindrance. And we have the same hindrance to lay aside today. For Christianity has been perverted into a modified kind of Judaism, in which people are occupied with religious things on earth and thus hindered from running the race to heaven. Typical of the past, there is a great deal of Judaizing in Christianity today. The Ten Commandments have a place assigned to them as the sine qua non, the recognition of which was necessary for true religion, while man was in the flesh and under law. To insist on their having that place now tends to bring men into fearful bondage and to hinder them getting into the full liberty of the children of the Father. Judaism, in its full results, is the manifestation that God has come down to man upon the earth. And this will again be displayed in the millennial days of Israel's blessing. But Christianity is based upon the wondrous fact that man in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is gone up to the Father, into the heavens. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10 verse 22.